Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many 2020 Thrive, day two of 25, what I pray will be fire starter breakthrough messages from God's heart through me to you. I'm just obeying what I sense the Lord showed me to do. So I'm going live with this. What is the Lord calling you to do this year? I believe time is of the essence, as we're going to see from this message today. And the Lord wants us to step up, to step out, not in fear, not to hold back, to hide away for what we see going on around us, but to step up, to step out and to seize the day, because the Lord would say to you, He is the God of breakthrough. He has already gone before you and cleared, prepared the way. He will remove every obstacle from you as you simply move, as you take those steps of faith, not of fear, but those steps of faith. And as you step up and as you step out, when fear comes knocking at your door, let faith open it and you will find that there was nothing there after all. Jesus in you is greater than anything that comes against you. Jesus plus me equals the majority, I often say. And that's something that I've raised my children on. And when we can make that truth our reality, then nothing shall be impossible for me and you, because it's not dependent on us and our frailty, our humanness and our weakness, but it's dependent on the beautiful God who promises to come to us, who lives within us, who will be one with us. And therefore, when we are bound to strength, we are bound to blessing. We are bound for breakthrough. And all we will know is incredible miracles breaking out all around me and you. Our world needs it right now. Our world is getting darker by the day. But when the darkness increases, the light only shines brighter in the darkness. And I sense the Lord speak to me as He's been encouraging all of us that 2020 Thrive. He doesn't want us to just survive. He doesn't want us to just get by. He doesn't want us to be striving in our own strength and frailty, but He wants us to be rising, strengthened in Him. And I believe that's what these 25 days are about. The Lord strengthening us because He knows all that is ahead. Already, as we have launched into 2025, what we're seeing going on in our world around us can be pretty horrifying. Some things just seem out of control, unexplainable. The wildfires that have broken out in California and in LA, we see the firefighters battling to bring those flames under control, all the homes, the houses, the livelihoods, and the very lives that have been destroyed. It's heartbreaking out there. And that's why we need to, just like those firefighters who are battling those flames there in California, I sense the Lord saying to me, this world is a battle zone right now. Let's get the bad stuff out of the way first, yes? This world is a battle zone. You will face battles in 2025, but one of God's names is the God of the battle, the God of breakthrough, and He only ever leads me and you in complete victory and triumph. And as we cry out to the Lord for nations, as nations come to that desperate realization that we are hopeless without Him, many mock God until their back's against the wall. And what's the first name that we call on? But Jesus, God, if you're there, help me. Well, I've come with good news at the start of this year. He is there, and He promises that for those who draw near to Him, and that's what we're doing over these 25 days, we're drawing near to Him. He will draw near to us. And we, those who seek Him will find him when we search for him with all our hearts. Now, the Lord has given me quite a word for you to take hold of today, to appropriate and to make your own and to live in this word from here on in. The Lord spoke to me as we're going into the battle zone. Here's the good news. Firstly, the battle is your breakthrough. Whatever you are facing and you will face this year, face it with faith. The Lord has already gone before you. He knew, that's why he's bringing this word to you. He is the God who sees. And secondly, the battle is your bread. Thirdly, the battle is your beacon. Four, the battle is your bounty. And five, build, rebuild in the midst of the battle. Yes, it may feel like a battle zone all around. Oh, but God has great works. He has, your life is built upon a firm foundation. Therefore, you will build and you will rebuild. Allow the Lord to dismantle as he is dismantling in nations, regimes, leadership. We will see that more and more. There is a changing of the guard. Allow the Lord to change our hearts. Allow the Lord to dismantle and to take down that which is not constructive for what he is constructing, and allow the Lord's construction to be erected. Allow the Lord to build and to rebuild in and through you in the midst of the battle zone. He's got so many lives he wants to bring you into contact with that you're going to be part of helping rebuild too, as you bring the maybe the right word of the Lord. Maybe it's a generous act. Whatever the Lord shows you to do, we want to be people who are obedient, who take action in everything that they do. So firstly, the battle is your breakthrough. What the Lord showed me is when the Lord is setting you up for great victory, don't be surprised when it seems to that the opposite goes against you. When the Lord gives you a word, don't be surprised when it seems that the position you find yourself in is the direct opposite to what God is promising you. When God promises you, my word for the year is fullness. And naturally, as I went into this new year, I probably have never felt more the opposite of that, being honest with you. I'm not expanding on that. I'll probably speak on that another time, and fullness and what that contains and what that means. But for now, what the Lord would be saying is when you're facing his great setups, for great works, for great promotions, for great breakthroughs to happen, for that promise of a miracle in your health, that healing promise. Don't be surprised if you suddenly it seems to go in the opposite direction. Why? Because we can see and learn from in 2 Samuel 5 and from verse 17, we read the story of King David, who was being promoted from a shepherd boy to a king. He was one who knew how to worship, how to be a warrior, how to trust in the Lord no matter what. And God took him from shepherding and looking after sheep to shepherding a nation and looking after and ruling over the people of God. The Lord has got divine promotion before you, but the battle is strong because there's an enemy out there who wants to prevent you from fulfilling your full potential and all that the Lord has for you. No sooner had David been promoted to king than it says in verse 17 of 2 Samuel 5 that the enemy heard about it. The Philistines rose against them. As soon as you are anointed and you're appointed, when that is recognized by those around you, when there is greatness that is all over your life, don't be surprised when the battle comes at you from every direction. Let's learn from David. What did he do? He went to the Lord. He said, God, would you have me fight this battle? I believe that's key. Pick your battles this year. There are some battles you just need to be bigger. And you need to walk away from certain disputes, certain ones and situations which should wind you up. You want to prayerfully bring them to the Lord. Walk with your heart pure and clean. That's going to keep you in the victory zone and out of the battle and destruction mode. And you want to be that one that is looking to the Lord, just like David did. He asked God, would you have me go up and fight the Philistines? He waited for the answer from the Lord in prayer. So let's everything that we do, let's know that our victory is secured and assured when we are fighting from a position of victory. We never fight for victory. Jesus has already won that. But when we're fighting for from a position of victory, God would have us know that it's important we're fighting his battles. We're in alignment with him, that we are fighting those battles that he would have us to take on this year. And as David asked the Lord, God's response came and said, go up, David, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hands. I just sense off the press, hot off the press here, the Lord would say he wants you doubtless this year. That's the Spirit of God in you. That's the strength of God in you. Go forward with faith and you will overcome. You will not come under anything. You will not succumb to the temptations. When you take God at his word today, you are going to win every battle and you will prevail in the against every enemy that you are facing. And then it says, verse 20, so David went to Baal Perazim and David defeated them there. And he said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me. I love this. Like a breakthrough of water. Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. What Baal Perazim means is the Lord who breaks through. Breakthrough is just one of God's names. He will break through every battle for you and bring you out on top, bring you out in victory. You have been appointed for great things and there's an enemy who wants to pull you down. You are royalty. You are when you're a son and a daughter of God, you carry authority. His word says you are kings and you are priests. That means although the battle may be strong, you have the authority. You speak his words of truth and life, and you will always overcome. The battle is your breakthrough. The enemy knows who and whose you are, and he wants to try and discourage you. He wants to put doubt in you as to exactly who and whose you are. And who you are is a son and daughter, a prince and princess of the Most High God, because your father is the King of Kings. That means you are royalty. You carry his authority. So hold your head up high. Doubtless, you will overcome in the face of every trial, every battle, and every weapon that is formed against you by the word of the Lord. It will not prosper. The Lord never said that the weapons would not be formed, but he did promise they will not prosper. And it's important that you know that with assurance and faith. Take God at his word as you go in to this year. Secondly, today, the Lord would say, the battle is your bread. It will ultimately, that which you're going through, will strengthen you. It will bring nourishment to you. I remember a number of years ago at the last downturn in the economic realm where banks were going under, and I just launched a property company around that time, and I'd taken on our first property. I felt like a big girl. one of the first property deals, and all of my investors were lined up to purchase these apartments and some houses. And at that point, the banks pulled the rug from underneath these mortgages. I was away on our 10th wedding anniversary at the time with our baby girl. And as she'd come with, and as we were there, everything kicked off. Everything hit the fan, so to speak. And I knew the Lord spoke to me and said, your breakthrough, Christine, is keeping your trust. Keep praising me. You're on 4 days away for your 10th wedding anniversary. And part of your breakthrough is not being intimidated and fearful by what you see. I had lawyers phoning me, asking me what to do. So I'm prayerfully saying, Lord, what do I do? And he showed me, Christine, this will become strength to you. As I give you strategy through, you will not be overwhelmed. You will not be cast down. You will not know defeat. You will not retreat. But as you put your trust in me, I'm going to give you keys to great victories. And what the Lord showed me is at that time he spoke to me and said, you can, if you can walk with the footman, well, that's easy. But how can you run with the horsemen if in the thickets, in those tough, difficult, dire places and all the battles that the Lord knew there were greater battles ahead of me, if you can't walk with the footmen? How are you going to? And there's a beautiful scripture in the Bible around that. So I took God at his word and I believed him that I was going to see the Lord do the supernatural through me. And sure enough, God gave a strategy through. The mortgages may have been pulled from everybody else, but God gave me a miraculous strategy where our new startup business company became the bank, became the mortgager. And the Lord miraculously, when the battle raged, rather than retreating, we will not retreat in defeat, but we will take action and we will see the great fruitfulness and we will see the great works of the Lord. And every one of those people got their properties. What that did for my business was set me on a firm foundation, because CEOs, chairmen of some of the top development companies in our country, in the UK, saw the fulfillment, saw us achieve and give that 100% commitment to what we'd undertaken. That was all by the victory of the Lord. I didn't even mean to share that today. Hey, so the battle is your bread. It will actually make you stronger. It will set you up. So I now know that whatever I face it with faith, because the bigger the battle, the bigger the victory, the greater the outcome and the greater the glory that goes to our God. I could tell you story after story. We see in Judges 15, the story of Samson, where he was just going on his way, just like many of you, you're just going about your day and suddenly a disappointment can hit you. Suddenly somebody can say something that just pulls the rug from underneath you. You're in that battle zone. Maybe it's a health situation, financial, whatever you're going through. Well, just like Samson, he went on his way and it says that a lion came against him and to devour him and to destroy him. The Bible says specifically, Samson had nothing in his hands. All he had was his trust in the Lord. And it says the Spirit of God came mightily upon him. All you need is the word of the Lord to succeed. You plus Jesus equals the majority. And as that lion came against him, it says that Samson destroyed the lion. He destroyed the destroyer. Nothing was in his hands, but because he was empty, the Lord would say to you, empty yourself of all of self and stress and strife and doing things your way. Empty yourself before me. Ask me to fill you continually. And then you are going to destroy many lions that come against you. The battle is the Lord's. It doesn't mean inactivity. It means Holy Spirit filled and led, power-packed activity that's going to give you the ultimate victory every time. And what ultimately then happens is we see that Samson, the lion, was left dead. He carried on his way. And when he returned from his business he was doing, a few days later, he saw that lion. He was hungry and he was weak. And there at the side of where he was passing was that lion that had come against him. And there was a swarm of bees and honey. That lion became his nourishment. He gave this riddle: out of the eater comes forth meat. Out of the strong comes something sweet. The Lord would say to you today, know this year, that what out of the strong, out of that which rises up to destroy you and to take you out, that will become bread for you. It will be meat. It will be nourishment. It will be, what does bread, what does meat do? It strengthens you. What is honey? Jesus is described as the honey in the rock. His word is like honey in our mouths. When we face those dire, dark, desperate battles and situations, out of the strong will come forth meat and something sweet. Jesus will be the sweetness in the battles you go through. Jesus will turn them into sweetness for you. And those great breakthroughs will set you up and strengthen you for what is to come. For greatest work, greater works, greater things are still to come through you. Thirdly, The battle is your beacon. When the Lord spoke this to me, what I sensed the Lord say is light shines in your life. It brings surrender. When you go through those battle times, it often brings you to the end of yourself, and at the end of yourself, you fall to your knees and you find Jesus in a fresh new way again. Jesus would say today, it brings surrender, a humbling and a depending, lights the way for the future battles that are to come. A beacon of hope, we often hear. A beacon, you'll be a beacon of warning to others. I looked up in the dictionary and it says a beacon is a fire or a light set up in a high or prominent position as a warning, signal, celebration. A chain of beacons carry the news. I believe the Lord, through 2023, is setting a light and a blaze, a chain of beacons that are going to shine bright. We are going to be fire, filled with the fire of God, that we are going to be, by the word of the Lord today, my prayer, and I pray yours is, I want to be a beacon so that through the good, the bad, and the ugly, I can protect, warn, guide, encourage, help others to light up too, and then to be a beacon in someone else's battle and for their breakthrough. That's what it's about. When you go through the battle, when you're in that battle zone, the battle will be your beacon. It will cause you to have a fresh light of His life, His power, His might within you, so that you can shine bright for others and help them through their battles too. And it will set you up for a win. It will build your faith, that nourishment within you. It will build your faith for all that the Lord knows is to come and all that He will have you to overcome. Fourthly today, the battle is your bounty. What is a bounty? A bounty is a reward. It's a great kindness or a willingness to give. Oh, God is more willing to give to you often than what we are to receive. A bounty is a large amount. The Lord is looking for those He can trust. Build, rebuild in the midst of battle. Nehemiah and the children of God, they built, they with a weapon in one hand and with, on the other hand, was a hammer, was their tools, weapon and the tools. God wants us this year knowing, yes, we are in the battle zone, but we are going to be rebuilding. We are going to be building. The battle is your bounty. God has given you all provision for every vision that He has for you to undertake. God is the vision. May He give you vision of His provision for everything that He has for you to undertake this year. And the Lord would say to you today, just like Nehemiah and the children of God who built and rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem, with a weapon in one hand, let your weapon be your worship, be the word of God, be obedience to Him every time, that you will take action and obey no matter what. Weapons of, let's be continually praying and bringing everything up to the Lord. And we're going to see the Lord do great things. Make the most of the time. Don't retreat in fear. Maximize. Climb. Don't decline. Stretch and extend your reach this year. In Jesus' mighty name. God has got great breakthroughs for you. He has got great victories in store for you. Actively seize and take advantage of every chance and situation that presents itself. Expect divine turnaround and overturnings. Actively pursue. Don't passively sit back and wait for the opportunities to come. No, step up, step out, seize the day. You will overcome. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word today. We take You at Your word today that the battle is our breakthrough. This year, the battle will be our nourishment. It is our bread. Lord, we thank You that Your light shines bright in the night and in the darkness. And through the battle, we will become a beacon too. Lord, we thank You that the battle is our bounty. You will reward us, Your kindness, Your giving, your blessings will abundantly be upon us. And Lord, we will build and we will rebuild and we will advance in the midst of the battle. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow, 2020. Thrive.